is the fostering progress report.
So this is a progress report covering 7 years, so I'm not going to obviously go into detail of 7 years. Obviously everybody is aware of the backdrop of what happened in 2013, but just to kind of highlight once again that we saw a significant increase in the number of looked after children following that inadequate inspection, and as we got the thresholds appropriately applied, there was a significant increase in our looked after children. And obviously, as we've just rehearsed, that has led to a significant pressure in terms of the resources that we require for that. We have we use in-house foster carers, so we have a large number of in-house foster carers, and we aim to increase that number because actually that is better value for money and we feel actually better in terms of outcomes for our children as well. So we have had an active recruitment campaign strategy, significant investment from the local authority over the past number of years in investing as an investor save programme really in terms of our foster carers. And this year we've got a very ambitious aim to recruit an additional 20 carers into our in-house fostering service. An important part of us being a success in that area is that we also retain foster carers, and I can tell you in 2013 we lost a significant number of foster carers to neighbouring local authorities because there was a loss of confidence in terms of the social work that was being delivered locally. As obviously our services have improved, we've been able to work with carers and potential carers across the island to explain the improvements in our service and the support that they will get. And I'm pleased to say that we have a significantly improved retention rate for our foster carers. That's based on us delivering really effective training. It's having a buddy system in place for our foster carers, so experienced foster carers work with those who have just come on board. We have regular events, both for children and the carers as well. And we have, in the last 2 years, developed consultations with education psychologists, which was something that our carers had said locally they wanted some more support on. So we've developed that programme as well. We've also developed something called our Impact Carer Scheme. This is for carers who bring really significant additional knowledge, expertise in terms of foster caring and are able to work with some of our more complex children that previously we might not have been able to place on island. And so we have also reviewed our rate for the allowances we give our foster carers to come in line with other local authorities across the South East. I wanted to highlight our Ofsted last year that highlighted that the training and approval of foster carers was effective and that the fostering panel carries out its core duties diligently and makes timely and appropriate recommendations, and that all the information that went to our panel was of a good standard. I think it's really important in terms of foster carers that they're supported locally, and they were consulted as part of that Ofsted, said that they felt part of a professional network. And I think that's something that perhaps if you are with an independent fostering agency, you might not see as much, because actually we really bring our foster carers to be part of that team around the family and we support them as such. Just to kind of highlight that nationally there's a bit of a stagnation in terms of recruitment of foster carers, and what we've seen on the island bucking that trend slightly is a 6.3% increase from the previous year in terms of the number of registered foster carers. And we have, although we would like more, we've got the highest numbers that we've actually ever had on the island, so that's really good to be celebrated. But we are not resting on our laurels, and we feel that we can do a lot more. We're really keen to recruit more skilled professionals who've got experience of working with children and young people. And so we've done a review of our impact carer scheme, and we've decided that we're definitely going to keep that because Actually, we've seen an increase in the number of skilled professionals who are applying and being successful in becoming foster carers. And we recruited to a temporary foster care recruitment post to try and boost our recruitment of foster carers, and that's been such a success that we'll be looking to continue that next year and make that into a permanent post. So I think those were the kind of key things I wanted to highlight. I don't know if there was anything, Stuart, that you wanted to highlight.
I think the thing I would add is that the marketing campaign is absolutely crucial, and we want people to identify with the Isle of Wight Council. So we want the community to recognise that there's a responsibility for, that everybody on the island has a responsibility for Isle of Wight children who are in care. And we want fostering to be a positive experience, not just for the child, but for the foster carers as well. So for me, one of the strengths that the island has is that community focus. I think it's really important. And I think there's something there for members to think about as well, and within sort of their own communities, how they can help promote it. Because we're all in this together, I suppose, is the phrase that I would use. The more foster carers we have, the better for our wife's children.
Councillor Howe.
Thank you, Chairman. May I first of all say that everything that Cathy says, I agree with 100%. There, as a member of the panel, the fostering panel, things have improved so much over the years, and they've done really well. The only thing I would say is it possible you could expand more information with connected persons fostering? Because we seem to be getting more connecting parents or connecting persons who come along. And I think they need to understand, they, in the old days, of course, they were parents and or grandparents and would look after a child. But a lot of them can't afford to do it without becoming a foster connecting parent. But they also need to understand that if you become a connecting foster parent, they need to take the courses and do all the training. And it seems to me that the people, one that we've met on panel, a lot of them think that I'm the grandparent, so therefore I know all about the child, therefore I haven't got to do any training. Well, I'm sorry, but if you're going to be paid for doing the job, then you've got to do the training. So I think it needs to be highlighted about that. But otherwise, I think the team you've got that I've worked with have been absolutely brilliant. The staff have been brilliant. We get all the information we need. They're very helpful. It works so well. Thank you, Cathy.
But just one thing, people may not know what connected carers are. Does everybody know?
No.
So it's somebody within the broader network that if a family's in difficulty, somebody from the broader network steps forward and offers to take on the child. That's the simplest way of doing it.
It's usually a grandparent.
But it can be, so it doesn't have to be. It can be somebody. No, it doesn't have to be a family member.
But it's usually a grandparent that steps in. And a lot of these grandparents can't afford the cost of a child once they've retired. And therefore they need the money to pay for school, uniforms and food and et cetera, et cetera.
As you say, they are also taking responsibility for a child, and we need to help them to fulfil their responsibilities. It's a really tricky balance. It's a point well made. I know we do try to get that information across at an early stage. Of course, what's happening in the family is that if the grandparents come forward, they're so keen to do it that they sort of say, we'll do that. But the reality a bit further down the line is a bit different, and that can cause problems. I fully accept that. It's sort of baked into the process, unfortunately.
Well, I must say, Steve, that they actually, the people we've got here dealing with foster and adoption do a brilliant job.
Yeah.
Councillor Cameron?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I think the marketing team are doing fantastic as well. Throughout the summer, every event I've been to on this island, they were there.
Yeah.
And I went up and spoke to them, and they're really, really, they're good, you know, and they're really promoting the course of the fostering.
We're doing a lot of online stuff as well, which is another, and that's where we're getting some.
There's much more exposure than previously ever before. Yeah.
And quite targeted marketing, because we know who, you know, down to kind of household level, where people with the right skill mix are. And so
it's
we're
good,
able to
do
a much more nuanced marketing campaign
it's great going to all of those events, but actually we also need to do the really targeted marketing
as well. Good.
Thank you. Congratulations to Cathy and to Hampshire generally. Certainly we seem to be doing as much as we can, hopefully. I will say, keep it up, don't sit on your laurels, but then that sounds like granny, which I am anyway. But as I said, it's a good report and thank you. We're now on to adoption.